Holy shit. If you say spooky Beatles, now it's getting... No, no. Too early for that shit.
Not a M-E-D-D-L-E. M-E-T-L-E. Or M-E-T-A-L. Sorry.
You have some song sorry. You can't even pronounce? Ranksters back better than ever, falling down the rankings. Benny Goodman, Shimmy Bags, Cactus Hack, 11-11-22, the first rank in November, the first rank in a month and a half. We're back. We got a big one. We got back-to-back weeks of lots of excitement here. Benny Goodman, he swore off music after this week.
I did. I got quite angry listening to this.
This is like when we had to do the murder dolls.
Band.
For me.
Oh, yeah,
I couldn't take the spooky Beatles with Above a Whisper singing all week long.
Holy shit. If you say spooky Beatles, now it's getting... No, no. Too early for that shit.
I don't even want to waste any time.
No.
What's happened?
No.
Jim, the Phillies lost the World Series. Since we last ranked,
and the Sixers suck. They
the NBA
how to
started,
play basketball.
And the Knicks suck again.
We encountered the greatest date of the year.
Halloween happened.
Halloween kills.
Halloween
ends. Sucks.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Halloween
let's
ends.
Not bring this down.
Sucks.
The greatest person in the
you
history
mean Jason
of all
5
sports
part 2
to ever play a game finally got rid of the baggage that was bringing him down. The goat's back. Go Tampa.
Go.
Oh.
Please.
All right. All right.
He ditched the witch.
He ditched the witch.
No, don't worry. She'll get him back.
Oh,
you know what they're saying in Miami?
Oh boy.
Miami's saying we're loving the concussion.
Eh?
They're saying put Tua back in. Tua, next year Brady.
Tua's looking
Tua?
Pretty
oh,
damn
Tua
good.
Tua more concussions until he doesn't know his own name.
Tua tree more concussions.
Yeah, Tua tree more concussions. Yeah.
Tua tree more.
Here, is this your year? This your year?
What, them boys?
We them boys? We
them
boys?
No chance.
This your year?
They're having a good
this
year.
This year?
They're having a good year.
Who do you like, Dak or the new guy?
I did like Cooper
Dak's
Rush,
back in.
But Dak's back. Guess who's back? Back again.
Dak sucks.
Back.
Dak sucks. He's just like Carson Wentz. He's made of glass.
Listen.
And he has like sporadic moments where he's good.
Yeah, I don't think he's great. He's no Tony
Romo. I have a serious question. What are you going to do next year when Brady's the quarterback of the Dolphins?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? But he's going to be. So what are you going to do?
He's not going to be. They're not going to trade for him. They got Tua.
You and Hughes are going to be watching the games every Sunday together.
Dude, Tua, they're not
going to
be
wearing
trade.
Your
they're
jerseys
gonna,
together.
They're not going to trade Tua.
They're not going to trade for Brady either.
Well, he'll be dead. Tua will be dead by the end of the season.
Oh, no, I wasn't
going to
say
it. Hughes, you shouldn't say that stuff.
I didn't say it. You said it.
I didn't say anything.
You said it. Man, I just got deja vu.
Man,
that
NFL.
Crazy. I just got hit with it.
Vuja day.
Yeah, Jesus.
Vuja day. Man, how about the Eagles?
I don't know if you said or not.
This is crazy.
I don't know if you said or not. Episode 60.
Episode 60.
60.
6-0.
6-0.
We're on our 7th outtake already, so I'm
we
sure
are, yeah.
Yeah.
So
it.
We're back, yeah. Things have been moving a little slow. We kinda got off of our ferocious pace, but we're looking like we're gonna hit it pretty good for the end of the year. So looking like we'll
Hit the ground with our face.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
We got it.
Yeah, October. October was fucking crazy. I mean, post pandemic's tough. With like
it was
decorating,
an extraordinarily busy month for us. Like we tried doing something, we just couldn't get together.
We were supposed to do the horror scenes.
Yeah, the scary scenes, and then there was another good bonus we had. I don't remember what it was, but
it was, I think it was.
It wasn't this
all
one.
The ways Brady be better than Tua in Miami.
Oh my god!
So let's talk about what we're doing. Washington, what's your shirt?
Shirt is in honor of just finishing Game of Thrones House of Dragon. I was a little skeptical because I had that salty taste in my mouth from season 8 of Game of Thrones, but
hey now.
It's my I drink and rank things.
That's cool.
Oh.
Shirt. All right.
I love it.
We know what your shirt is.
Little beer is a Yingling Black and Tan.
Mmm. Delicious.
Beautiful. Jim, shirt.
So. Animals, Pink Floyd, Animals, yeah.
Oh, we didn't say what we're doing, so in honor of the band.
Oh, yeah, oh. Pink Floyd, yeah. Oh. Well, yeah, yeah. Floyd. Hey, Pink Floyd, hey.
Spooky Beatles.
Spooky, oh, fucking Christ, this guy. Wow.
Jim, what beer are you drinking?
Wow, Yingling.
Wow, you guys are like Eskimo Brothers on the Yingling.
The regular. Well, I don't want to cheers you anything, Mr. Spooky Beatles.
Yeah. All right, God so damn it. I got the Mick Ultra. I haven't really, I want to tell you guys, today's day 68 since I've smoked.
Bravo, man.
Amazing.
That's good.
I got a nicotine lozenge. I got a black and white.
Well, it's only if it's wine. He's good. If he opens wine with it, then we got to call it.
No wine. I'm okay. Yeah. I'm okay.
Somebody's got to message Rita and get the wine away from Hughes.
No wine.
Yeah. Give it to the Star Wars mug.
Yeah, I'm drinking the wine out of a Star Wars coffee mug.
Yeah.
That's how we roll in this house.
He brings out the Star Wars mugs. He crosses his legs and his hand goes up like this. He starts touching it. You're like, oh no.
Yeah, don't worry.
He's shaving while doing the podcast. Don't worry. He has just a tiny little mustache.
He's like, guys, why are we on this planet?
Yeah, we got real deep on that.
Oh, that was, whoo, that was real.
Well, that wasn't the one when I thought I was having a heart attack. That was the week before,
yeah.
That was the first time. The second one, you did two bottles of wine and then you just freaking.
I was sitting.
The wheels fell off after
about the end and I was sitting. That was 2 years ago, right?
No, that was last year.
I think it was earlier.
Basically,
wheels fell off the second cork opened.
Yeah, but I do recall sitting naked, extremely drunk on the floor of my bathroom, thinking like that life was over and thinking like, was it even worth it to start? Was I even actually ever born?
My God.
He's like Coach Klein in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, fucked up. So anyway, in The Water Boy.
What did I say? Right.
You said Happy Gilmore.
It's all right. But yeah. And then I have my, from 2003, my Pink Floyd shirt that my dad got me for the first day of 11th grade. Or no, actually 2002, my dad got me this shirt at Hot Topic in Steamtown to wear the first day of school in 11th grade. And I still have it, and it's awesome. It's got tons of cigarette burns in it, and I wore it painting once, and it's got paint on it, but it's great.
That's good. It's got stories. That's always good.
You know what else has stories? Pink Floyd has stories. Pink Floyd to 30.
Yes.
We're doing it. We also have a bonus.
We do.
Watch, just want to explain to everybody what the bonus is.
Yes. Yeah. Warning. Good luck with this one.
Yeah.
Let's hear this explanation.
This is objects that are not considered musical instruments used in an album or a song to make noise. Mm-hmm. As an instrument.
Now, I want to preface this. For a couple of guys who say they have no time,
we sent
900 messages, and then as soon as I got onto the messages, I just saw this love fest about how great this rank was.
What rank?
I saw a love fest in the chat.
No. You said this could be a good bonus, and I said that would be neat. I named three good ones, and the next thing I know...
No, you named like nine good ones.
Oh my God. I don't remember nine. I named
Well, that was the Jack Daniels talking.
Anyway, I was initially...
He can answer for me.
Anyway, I was initially skeptical.
Get rid of the Yingling.
Because I generally always think things are stupid, and then I have to think about them, and I was like, oh no, this is great. And I made like a huge fucking list, so I had to narrow my list from like 20 to 10.
As did I.
I missed the entire concept of this then. I have no idea.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the bonus. We're going to round table the bonus. We're round tabling everything. We're going to round table the bonus.
Oh.
Because I'm going to read it all off.
We'll go 10 to 6 in the bonus and then round table that. We'll save as much time as we can so I can shit on Pink Floyd all night.
That's right.
Oh my God.
That's right. Yeah.
Fuck
you want to do to Pink Floyd? Well, I'm not going to get into that.
You did to the Murder Dolls.
Well, no. Don't even compare the Murder Dolls and Pink Floyd.
He's going to talk about Queens of the Stone Age and all the other times he got mad at us.
Stone Age. Don't get going on that.
I can't. The Great Hughes Meltdown and then Jim Mastodon with Toe to Toes.
No, you know what I realized though with Queens of the Stone Age? And it's just natural. It's like, I can't help it that I have better taste in music than you guys. It happens. I can't get upset about that and be like mad about it.
No, the best is Rolling Stones. Black and Blue.
Yeah, those are my two. Queens and Rolling Stones are my two.
He's still hurt over that.
On those two, like even like Metallica didn't like. I wasn't like or those, you know. But
Jim
like,
was super butthurt over the songs with Huey Lewis and the News.
Oh yeah, Jim.
Oh my God.
Oh wait, that's the last one we did, right?
Stop.
Yeah, that was the last.
That was
one
the
we
last
did.
True rank.
That's why we haven't done a rank in 6 weeks.
Yeah, Jim's still salty over that.
Yeah, I still can't sit down.
I have an idea. Let's decide in order ideas. And let's fucking go.
Okay, so
okay.
The order, the number is going to be as what you guys say the Dark Side of the Moon album lines up with Wizard of Oz, correct? Supposedly.
Mundo.
Washkush.
It does.
Washkush, real quick. So, real quick, I gotta ask you this. Do you remember this?
I remember.
Do you remember we were in Ralph Antonori's class in fucking ninth grade, Earth Vaguely. And Space Science?
Yes.
And he said, does anybody know who discovered the dark side of the moon? And I go, oh, I know. Roger Waters. And he goes, -5.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we sat right next to each other in that class.
We were in the back of the class. He goes, does anyone who discovered the dark side of the moon? I said, oh, I do. I do. It was Roger Waters. And then he did the -5.
Oh,
that's
God.
Good.
Anyway, so good. Dark Side of the Moon, Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Oz is 112-minute runtime. 112. Jim, go.
69.
Weird. Yeah, we knew that one.
Yeah, 7.
That's pretty easy.
43. I don't know. Alexa, give me a number between 1 and 112.
Here's a number between 1 and 112. It's 88.
88. Jim wins.
Pick the order, Jim.
You know what? I'm going first. Hughes is going second. Washker's going third.
Oh, so I can crush your hopes and dreams.
Yeah. I'll kick this off and see how bad I butchered this bonus if I did.
All right. Let's go. 10 to 6.
Well, guys, we're 10 back.
10 to 6. Oh, my God. This is it.
This is great.
This is it.
This is great.
Okay. Tell me if I'm right or wrong here. My number 10 song.
That song.
Oh my God! The object, whatever. The fucking police sirens and Breaking the Law by Judas Priest.
Yes.
With
there
the
you go.
That works.
Yeah, that's perfect. Perfect.
Holy shit!
Perfect.
Oh,
you
list.
Did it.
There you go.
Wait till you see my list now. Number 9. Take the Money and Run. The Claps. Remember the Claps?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. How about number 8? Ghost. Darkness at the Heart of My Love. All the Finger Snaps. Second verse.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Number 7, The Doors, Riders of the on the Storm.
The Thunder.
The Thunder. And this is one that I had. Number 6, the intro to Come Out and Play by The Offspring.
Simple Stance.
Yeah, he just whacks the, he whacks his stand.
Yeah, I think it's the hi-hat stand that he uses.
Yeah, the hi-hat stand, he whacks
it.
Look, I fucking rocked this bonus. I told you guys.
I told you it was a lot easier.
I told you I had this.
All right, Hughes, let's go.
Okay. Number 10, Stomps and Claps. We Will Rock You, Queen.
Oh!
Ooh.
I love it.
Number 9, Sirens, War Pigs, Black Sabbath.
Excellent.
Number 8, A Car Crash, Jerry Was a Race Car Driver, Primus.
Ooh.
Number 7, The Shotgun Cocking, The God That Failed, Metallica.
Ooh.
And number 6, A Telephone's Dial Tone, Long Slow Goodbye by Queens of the Stone Age.
Wow.
My number 10 here is kind of a combo. It's a car or a motorcycle. Car in Panama, the bridge of it, where they're revving the engine. He's like, no, don't take it off. Or the motorcycle like Girls, Girls, Girls.
Okay.
Jim, we sunk up here. Cymbal Stands, Come Out and Play.
Okay.
Crashing Ocean Waves, number 8. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, Otis Redding.
All right.
Wow.
This one, I can't tell you a fucking song, but it's not an actual instrument. It's various glasses filled to different heights with water. It's called the glass harp, I believe. Where it was said to have the musician that played it driven to pure insanity, where some people rumored to have committed suicide because the sound drove them nuts.
Wow.
Don't recommend trying that. And number 6, Stone Temple Pilots, Use of a Megaphone.
Mm. Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
Damn, that's a good pull. Wow.
Okay. Jim. Number 5.
Number 5. Let's take it back to the Beastie Boys. My number 1 song, High Plains Drifter. All the Moans and Groans.
Hey, I was going to ask you guys, because I've been on a big Beastie Boys kick. We have done the Beastie Boys, right?
Yeah.
Demundo. We did it last year.
We did Beastie Boys with Loaded. And Immortal Kombat.
Wow.
I want to sit in.
That was a loaded rank.
Oh, yeah. Is it me, number five?
Number five, yes.
Whatever the hell is going on, the money, the change, the cash register, money, Pink Floyd, the band of the night.
Love there it. You go. That's a good one.
Oh, my number five. Where am I? Gun or cannon shots?
Just in general.
Like, for those about to rock, the cannons going off.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That one fucking pop song where she has the cash register and it's like, pow, pow, pow. I forget, I don't know the fucking name of it, but just gunshots. Beginning of one.
Okay, very good.
That's a good, yes. All right, number four. How about a little Eddie Van Halen with the power drill, the opening to Pound Cake. Rolling that up and down his guitar.
My number four, how about all the scrap metal that the funky monks bang the shit out of in the middle of Breaking the Girl, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
My number four involves potential scrap metal, but let's go over to Slipknot. Some beer kegs.
Ah. Do you mean Stone Sour or Slipknot?
Slipknot.
Ooh. Okay, good. So everything...
The first two albums and then the fourth album.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right, where are we at? Number three? Top three? Mm-hmm. Top three?
Top three.
How about the classic story of how Steven Tyler used the sugar packet for Sweet Emotion?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's the intro.
A lot of people use like sprinkle containers, too.
Right.
Or beans. That's actually what a shaker is. It's just beans in a jar. Anyway, go ahead.
My number three from the third album, the Anheuser-Busch Keg Duality Slipknot.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
See, I did the whole thing, like band, song, thing, whatever.
Okay.
Number three, Money, Cash Register. Used in various songs, but we'll go with Money tonight.
Wow.
Money.
My number two, Pink Floyd, Money, Cash Register.
Might be the number one.
Man, I hope you fuckers have the same number one I have, or this is going to be bad.
I'm hoping for a Diamond Dave one.
Yeah.
There's number no Diamond two, Dave here.
My number... There should be.
There
my
should
number
be.
Two,
no,
the dogs barking at the beginning of Ben Caught Stealing, Jane's Addiction.
Ooh. My number three is the entire premise of the Blue Man Group, PVC Pipe.
Oh, God.
I'm not typing that.
Yeah, don't type that.
I'm not typing.
Stop hating on the Blue Man Group. It's so awesome.
Oh my! Right.
They got Drumbone, where they have two pieces and they're sliding them up and down. They combine it into one.
Oh, I bet they're sliding the trombone.
Yeah.
Drumbone.
Loving
oh,
that.
The Drumbone.
Oh, a Drumbone. Wow.
All right, so Jim, number one.
So we were supposed to have a Diamond Dave here. How can we have a Diamond Dave? I don't understand the concept.
You had nine pretty good ones so far.
Yeah.
The best one of all time is Rocket Queen, Guns N' Roses, when Axl's fucking Steven Adler's girlfriend in the middle of the breakdown. That's the best of all time.
We got a Meatloaf fuse.
I hope so. Is
Meatloaf with what?
Washkush, do you have also the Thunder at the beginning of Raining Blood by Slayer?
I scrapped Thunder from my list last minute.
Well,
so that's my number one.
That would be my 11.
All
right. Wow. No Meatloaf.
I'm shocked that you both didn't have it. A fucking chainsaw from Jackal.
Because Jackal sucks.
God, Jackal's that's horrible.
But it sounds so cool.
Listen, Hughes, I would rather be cut by a chainsaw than listen to Chainsaw.
I like when you guys.
It's not even a song. It's called Lumberjack, you fucker.
I like when you guys take my material and work it for yourselves to make a point. That's a very well done.
Yes. We go right behind the couch.
Yeah.
There we go.
Been there.
Dude. No, yeah.
That's where I started the night. All right, so that was good.
All right. We're not even 20 minutes into this.
Let's just fucking go.
Let's go. If you got to piss, hold it up.
I'm good.
We're not going.
So,
we'll take a break.
It's been a while since we did it this way.
We've got 48 songs to go through here,
yeah.
So we got time.
Oh, shit, we forgot to do that, the guess of how many we had, but anyway.
How many...
I just gave it away.
How many three... Well, I think there's going to be a
48
lot.
48 out of 90 songs submitted?
Well, yeah, we synced up on a ton of shit. And if there's anything I miss, call it out as I'm going on.
Okay.
Because I tried to go by the list the best I could.
We want to just identify how many three bangers.
You guys need to learn how to spell.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the worst part of my job, trying to fucking get the duplicates.
Spell check doesn't get it when I'm typing it up, so I don't know.
Yeah, nothing gets it.
Yeah, so
your talk to text is a different language. I feel like I need Babbel subscription to figure out what I could just say.
I very rarely use talk to text. That's just me
understanding
buttons.
Your talk to text is how I would imagine a blind man tries to fucking shoot a bow and arrow and hit a bullseye.
But the thing is, I'm actually typing that. I'm just going so fast, I just don't feel like going back to fix it.
I swear to God, I think you're typing secret code of terrorist activity to us by
Wash
accident,
cushion.
And I'm trying
Wash
to
cushion.
Decipher it.
Blink once if you need help.
Yeah, I know. You're putting a goddamn cipher like the Zodiac. I feel like we're trying to find out what your actual birthday is. All right, here we go.
The people that call 911 for pizza. Yes, I'd like two large pizzas, you know?
Yes.
Good stuff. Lord.
All right, so the way we're doing this one, is the reverse alphabet. Jim's just going to read through every single song that was presented. And
we go in the order of Jim, me, Washkush.
Yes, and then if a song is mentioned that is in your top 10, you're going to plead the fifth, and then we're going to go back, and then we're going to go do roundtable, the top 10, once we're done with all the songs. So,
yep.
Without
wow.
further ado.
Here we go.
Jim.
Okay. According to my list.
Got the pink highlighter.
The first song should be Your Possible Pets. And if I'm the first one going, I've got that at number 15.
Okay.
No.
You stand alone.
Jim, what
restart.
Album?
Hey.
That's off the final cut, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
See, the final cut is actually all the outtakes from The Wall.
It's a lot of
The songs they didn't. Yeah, all the songs they didn't.
I must have fell asleep for that
became
song.
The final. Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. Here we go.
Yeah,
here
I don't
go.
Love the
all
final
right, mark
cut,
it.
To be honest.
No, I don't like it either, but the couple of the singles, if you single them out, funny, they fucking are really good, and they sound
they
just
are.
Like it's they cool. belong on The Wall. You could totally tell. Anyway, next song. Not the Aerosmith version. The Pink Floyd version of Young Lust.
Aerosmith does it
I'm
better,
going
though.
First. No, yeah, okay, Washkush. Five.
Jim.
Five.
Yeah! Number one song.
Okay. That makes me happy. See, Washkush, you're doing great. This is good.
Yeah.
The next song. Oh, look at the face on here. Jesus Christ. Wish You Were Here. I'm going to go with 27. Barely
go
even
with,
made my list.
I'm going to go with 21.
Okay.
24.
Whoa!
Okay, all right.
Wow,
all right.
We are ridiculously consistent.
This is good. Okay. I'm telling you, at the end of this podcast, Washkush is going to take his shirt off, turn around, and the back tattoo of the prism is going to blow
up. It's
going to
be inside the hole. It's going to be inside the hole.
I already told you guys where it is.
It's going to reflect out.
No.
Oh, that's so good. All right, our next song. What Do You Want From Me? Another Final Cut song. I've got that at 24.
I do not have that.
That's a big negative there, Jim.
You got it. Our next song. Welcome to the Machine.
Not the Shadows Fall version.
They did it better anyway.
The Pink Floyd
Roger version. Waters sings it, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, they have the vocal track, but Shadows Fall plays the music.
Yeah.
I do not have that song on my list. Doesn't do anything for me.
I have it at 30.
27.
Okay.
What the?
Respectful.
Oh my
god.
Wow.
We are. This is good.
Damn, if
this
we went to 40, would it be on your list then?
Yes, it would be 40. Yeah. Yeah.
It would be in your top 40?
Yeah, it'd be my 31. Definitely my 31.
God damn, I don't know where this is headed.
We're all very That's close.
Very close so far. This is okay. How about this is all right? Well, okay, Off the Wall. At the end of the near the end, Waiting for the Worms. I'm going with the classic number 18.
I do not
18
have
in
it.
Life.
I'm gonna go 28.
Okay, I respect it. Whew. Okay, now we're jumping over to Dark Side. and we're going with Us and Them. I got that at 17.
I have that at 23.
Okay.
I'm trying to find it. 23.
Yes. Oh man! Holy
wow!
We are way too close on this right now. Okay. Next on the list is Off Dark Side. We're going with a song called "Time," which somebody should have said "Clocks," since we're doing Pink Floyd. Right? That's a good intro, right?
Yeah.
It plays through a good portion of it. Anyway, "Time." Yeah. I gotta go with 5. That's what time it is. It's 5 o'clock where I am. 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
11.
And it's over. Ooh, okay, Washkush, okay. Okay.
But Hugh's having an 11 is going to cause me to win this. That might be the deciding song.
You know what? That might be the song.
It might be.
Wow, that might be.
I'm definitely not winning. But
I
know Washkush is going to win.
I have the best bonus for next week that if it, well, it, for the band that we're doing, it works perfect.
If I win...
I mean, we can do it another time.
If I win, I'm deferring my bonus to you.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. I'm not, because I don't want to do another bonus like this one. Kidding. That was a good bonus.
I was
confused for a minute.
Yeah.
I thought you meant that the noises had to be part of the song, like to continue with the song. And I couldn't find any songs.
No. Like just.
And then I realized it was just in the song. And I was like, well, I got this now.
Yeah.
I thought it had to be part of it. Like the sugar packet was part of the song. It like carried the rhythm for a little while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I thought you meant. I didn't know it could just be any noise in a song.
Yeah, just a non-instrument in a song. Mm-hmm. Look, and let us know on the Facebook what you guys think, if there's something we missed. Like, we missed clocks. I had a
book.
You know what?
I had a bucket from like just seeing like street performers and shit like that. And
oh, that's,
you know, if we got this one, we got like next week, I'll get some shit going on the book. Maybe
we'll start doing some reels or something like that of like what we're doing. Yeah. I don't know. Have Franklin give out everything, all the information. I don't know.
Nobody wants to see my life. I sit in a parking lot at a school all day.
That
because I have to pick up kids and take them there. I'm a single dad without Tinder. Hit me up if you're on Tinder. Shimmy bags, little wiener, you'll love it.
Next song,
The Trial.
The Trial.
The Trial. I do not have it.
I feel like that song could be on the Nightmare Before Christmas.
I don't have it.
There you go. I don't have it.
11.
It's a good song, but I don't have it.
11?
11. Whoa. He did mention he liked that song. He did mention a couple days ago he did like it. It's a good song.
It's a weird song.
It's very weird. That's the thing. The front half of The Wall is most of the hits, and then the back half is just mayhem. It's just such weird random shit. Yeah. You're like, wow.
I love The Wall.
It's like almost it's like almost like an opera.
Yeah.
In parts.
From the avid Pink Floyd fan that I am, I felt that The Wall was the best album.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, your years of studying the band.
No,
but you're right. It is.
Dark Side was very underwhelming. Actually, I thought
I'm not huge on Dark Side. Animals for me is where it's at.
Animals was good, but it was short. It was only four songs, five minutes each. I think it's six songs, but like two of them are like under 90 seconds.
Yeah,
because it's the beginning and the end. It's the intro and the outro.
Yeah.
All right, here's an interesting one. I want to hear this, where this goes. We've got the Nile song. Washkush has been bragging about the Nile song all week. I've got it at 19.
I don't have it.
He has it.
They should have stuck with that sound.
Oh man, stop! Oh god, a dumbed down version of the Stones. No. The best thing ever happened to Pink Floyd is Syd Barrett took too much LSD. I said what I said.
Spooky Beatles.
I was watching a Pink Floyd documentary before we
Spooky Beatles.
It. Yeah.
Poor Syd. Right. He's a wild man. Do you ever see a picture of him at the end when he's bald and his eyes are just like, holy shit.
How about the
he's
story
so
about...
whacked.
The lore of Pink Floyd's amazing, but how about how the fact when they were doing Wish You Were Here and like Shine On You Crazy Diamond is about Syd and they're sitting there and while they're recording... The engineers, or somebody comes and says there's some dude just sitting there, and there's this fat, bald guy sitting in the fucking lobby of the studio while they're recording, and it's fucking Syd. Nobody knew it was him.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. Yep. He was the original Britney Spears Lose Your Mind thing or whatever. All right, our next song. The Happiest Days of Our Lives. I do not have it, even though I respect whoever does have it.
It's all Hughes.
I have it at 24. I love it. I'm a big fan.
It's good. Yes.
I don't have it.
Great bass line.
Yes. What is next? We've got the Dogs of War, which is also off the final cut, which sounds like a Wall song, and I've got it at 28.
I do not have that one.
Jimmy, stand alone.
Okay. Just call me Godsmack.
Blah. All right, Sully.
Oh, don't call me Godsmack.
Sully. Let's see. We've got Shine On You, Crazy Diamond, Part 1 through 9, any of them or whatever. I have no interest in any of that, to be honest with you. That does nothing for me.
You don't have it on your list?
Do not have it on my list. Doesn't do anything.
Does fuck, man. Me. 12.
Hughes. 13.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Oh, this is crazy.
I love now. Both parts of it. I thought they were great.
Yeah, I love that one. I love it.
And I said, I'm like, just due to, like, they couldn't have it on one side of an album, so they had to do A and B, and they had to do the parts.
Right.
Like,
Jim,
it's all supposed to be one, so.
I can't look, that there's...
Jim already expressed his love for long songs. He doesn't like them.
Yeah, but... So. I don't know. Anyway.
That's a journey. It's a journey, Jim. Well, what's wrong with you? It's a fucking journey.
Here we go. I'd rather listen to Hellstorm than this shit.
Anyway. I gave you a good album to listen to this morning.
Oh, yeah. It looked wonderful. It looked like the cover to Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Like they sing about fucking pirates.
I'd rather
No Grave But the Sea. It's a great album. Go take
it on Johnny Depp's bed while he's dressed up like Captain Jack than listen to Hellstorm.
The rum's gone. Okay.
Yeah, maybe we'll do an Hellstorm album then.
Yeah, okay. I'm sick that week.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote on their... Plank. Somebody wrote on their it's list just the words "Shine On." I'm assuming I'm gonna skip that one, right?
Because yeah, that's me. That's
okay.
Me. Yeah.
Oh, that's you. Okay,
that's
you.
Me. That's
I love Hughes's
well,
list.
I don't have fucking time to write out all the words. Oh, yeah,
doesn't have time.
I'm super busy. I have a new job. I'm very busy.
Oh my god! Look at this guy. All right, our next song is "Sheep," which is off Animals. It gets a shitty rap because of how good the other two are. It's still a good song. I don't have it.
I don't have
it. It would be my 31.
Wow.
It'd be my 31.
Did you guys even listen to this fucking band? Oh,
wow. Look at this Benny guy.
15.
Jesus.
Wow.
Dude, I don't know. This is very interesting.
This is not what I thought. All right, this is good.
Only one of my top 10 has been said so far. Crazy.
I like it. I've got two so far.
Three.
Okay. Well, let's see. Set the controls for the Heart of the Sun.
Oh, great song.
Yeah, set those controls
number
to self-destruct.
11. Oh my god, it's so trippy. It's good. Number 11.
I hate the trippy shit.
I don't have it. It'd be my 31.
Wow.
Watch what you got.
Next
it?
Song.
No. That's why I said self-destruct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh my god. Seesaw. Who's got Seesaw? Because I don't have Seesaw.
I don't have Seesaw.
30.
Okay.
Barely made the list.
This is interesting.
I mean, you can make an argument for something else, but...
Where are we at?
Okay, one of those like weird jazzy ones that were on like the second or third album, I can easily knock Seesaw off and put those on.
Benny Goodman meets Pink Floyd. All right. See Emily Play.
What?
See Emily Play. That's what somebody sent in. I didn't send it in. I got See Emily
Play. Dude, at 27. Fucking amazing. It's their first single. It's fucking amazing.
Okay.
I cannot read my...
Watch, Kush, what do you got?
I don't have that song.
It's a Sid Barrett.
Top 10? 5?
Goose Egg.
He ain't got it.
Goose Egg.
All right.
I have no idea what the hell my fucking writing is on this one song, so you just keep going.
That's what you gotta do.
You write like you type. That's good.
Say it's a sign of intelligence where your brain is moving faster than the pen. I'm going to go with that one.
Okay. How about Saint-Tropez?
Tropez.
Who's got Saint-Tropez? Oh, geez. Here we go with this fucking
I got that. 26.
Oh, Hughes. Nice. I do not have that one.
19.
All right.
Okay. Wow.
That's a good one. That's on metal.
This is interesting.
One.
All right. How about the song Run Like Hell? I've got that at 21.
I've got it at 13.
Okay.
Washkush.
Wow.
It's a good one.
All right. What's next? We've got pigs. Three different ones. Should be five different ones. Five different ones.
Jim, should be five different ones.
It should definitely be five different ones.
Oh, wow.
Pig, man, pig, man.
Dude.
Half man, half bear, half pig. Man, bear, pig.
When I saw Roger Waters live and he played that song, he flew a blimp around the arena and the pig was Trump. And it was the coolest fucking... Oh, dude. It was a giant pig, dude. And it had Trump's head on it. And it just flew around the arena, dude, like a blimp in the... Oh my god!
I hate to admit this, but forever my Pink Floyd, I had Echoes, the Best of Pink Floyd, like the 2-disc thing my dad got me for Christmas when I was like 14 or 15, and then I got Dark Side, and then I got The Wall, and then I got Wish You Were Here. And Animals was a later one. I didn't get Animals until I was like 23, 24, and I was just because they were remastering all of the CDs at that time,
right?
So when we were like 20 in our early 20s. And I got it, and I knew none of the songs on Animals, but everybody's always like, Animals is great. When I heard fucking Pigs, three different ones, I was like, dude, I can't.
I remember our very first live rank was Cowbell, and I had that on my list,
that
too.
That one's in it. Dude, seeing that live, I never heard the album either till I saw him live. He played the whole album beginning to end, because I don't know how to describe it. He literally had a factory come out of the stage on top of the fans with smoke coming out and shit. Like, whatever. His shows are just unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I never heard the album until I saw him live, and it was just... I don't know how to describe it.
From my understanding, isn't Pink Floyd like kind of like Kiss with the theatrics, where it's just like it's a show within a show?
I wouldn't compare them to Kiss, because Kiss never had the songs.
Kiss never had the songs, but they had the theatrics to make up for the lack of songs.
Pink Floyd's got...
Pink Floyd has a chunk of good songs.
The most insane, like the show, the stage show is nothing, but the show in, like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, literally, when the breakdown in Dogs, where you hear like the factory running, a factory literally just grew out of the stage across the entire arena with smokestack. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. It was the craziest thing. And then at the end of the show, they ended it with some songs off Dark Side, and all these laser beams shot across the arena and formed a prism triangle.
Oh, wow.
It was like, it was the most insane, like, I don't know how you do it, but like, it was crazy. And then, like I said, for Pigs, we're sitting there, and like Sam and I were on the second row or the second deck or whatever in the Wells Fargo arena, and all of a sudden there's this fucking blimp. And it's a pig, and it's Trump's face, and it's just going in circles around the whole room. Like, oh my god, this is the coolest fucking thing I ever saw.
And he's not even from this country.
Nope. Yeah. And it fits everything, because the second or third verse, it's called Three Different Ones, because he sings about three different versions of it, and the third version is in the White House. I know you're not into lyrics, but if you listen to the White House, it says, White House, Sharad you are, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Sharad, I'd say Animals is probably the second... best album in my listening.
I like Animals. Like, to me, it's Animals, then it's The Wall, then it's Wish You Were Here, then it's maybe Dark Side or Metal. Oof. I like both of them the same. I'm a big metal fan.
I am too. I'm a big metal fan.
Well, yeah, you got San Tropez. Yeah. Like, your list had a couple on there. That's good.
Woo! Right? I didn't miss it. Oh, that was good.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. I'll wait till listen.
Not a M-E-D-D-L-E, M-E-T-L-E. Or M-E-T-A-L, sorry.
T-L-E.
I guess.
He can't.
I never learned to read.
Yeah. Wow. What's next?
One of these days, that's what's next.
One of these days, Alice. 29.
That's 29 for me.
Jim, I think we missed one here.
Okay, what do we miss? Call me out on it.
Because there's Pigs on the Wing also.
Yes.
There's another one we missed too.
Okay, so hold on. Let me type that in. Because when I do my duplicates, it cancels some of them out if they're spelled alike. All right, so Pigs on the Wing. So hold on. Let me type that one out. I'm going to italicize that. What else do we miss, Wash Cushion? Because I'll go back to it
after
we do this song. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I never cross it off.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, we're good.
All right, let's do One of These Days. I've got that at 29.
I do not have it.
Wash Kush?
5.
Ooh.
Seriously?
You're calling a 5 on that.
What album is that on? Is that on Metals?
Opening track. Awesome. Or no, it's on Metal, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yes. Yeah, I was introduced to that by the Blue Man Group. They cover it. It's a really good version.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord.
Just all when right. you get excited. Just when I think... Then he's got to bring up that.
You guys shit on them so much, but all they do is just fucking rock out up there. They just... They're fucking goofy.
They are goofy.
So does Godsmack.
Yeah, but they suck.
But we don't like Godsmack. Okay. If they painted their faces blue...
They'd be right, blue so, and suck. Anyway. Like...
God. All right, so now we're going to go to Pigs on the Wing, since Excel fucked up my sheet. So we had Pigs 3 different one. This is a different song, Pigs on the Wing.
Mm-hmm. There's something. I do not. Something on the wing.
5.
Holy shit.
Don't have it.
Wow. You're heavy.
Great. It's the opener to Animals. It's amazing. Yeah. It's wonderful.
It's good stuff. Wow. Okay. Next song. One of My Turns. I've got that at 16.
I do not have it.
Turns or thoughts?
Turns. One of My Turns.
Is there a One of My Thoughts song?
No.
Okay, then I just wrote it down incorrectly, so I have it at 25.
Okay. You got it at 25? Yeah. All right. 25. Hughes, do you have it?
No.
All right. This fucking thing. Hold on one second here. Tech issue. Hold on. Ugh. Fucking headphones. All right.
Creepy door sound there.
Yeah, good creepy door sound.
I'm letting my dogs out. Beauty of the sunroom. Awesome. Go outside. Go. Bye.
What's your dog's name?
Allie and Zoe.
Sound like you said Allison.
When she's in trouble. She's called Allison when she gets in trouble. Full name.
Oh boy.
You know?
Yeah.
No, all right. Our next song is Not Now John, which is another Final Cut song, which sounds like it should be on the wall, and I have it at number 20 because I can't help it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I got it. 5.
5! Huge!
5! 5! Oh. 5!
5!
Do you have it at 5?
Goose.
You don't even have it at all. You prick. I fucking.
Take this fucking prick down tonight.
It's the only song on the final cut that Gilmore sings, right?
Dude, I'm so mad at myself for having that at 20. I've been debating that song for 2 days where to put it, and now I hate myself for having it at 20.
It's got those great fucking... God. It's got those great female...
It's everything.
Female backup vocals. It's
yes!
Got
yes! Oh, I'm... Okay, all right.
Fuck all that, we gotta get on.
Now we're starting to break away from the pack of being consistent.
A little bit, yeah. Now we are.
Now we've had some slam pig top 10 or
definite okay so now we're on the other half of the list. That was the first half. Kicking off the second half of the list here is the song Mother.
Danzig does it better.
Oh fuck off, Jesus Christ. 5.
All right, I have also got Mother. I've got it at 28.
And I also over. Have Mother, and I have it at 29.
Well, just like that, Wash Kush won Pink Floyd night.
Wash Kush
that's
won.
It. He won. That's it. It's over. That's it. It's over.
Holy shit.
Next song, you fucking assholes. Jesus Christ.
I don't have that one.
Anyway, how about the song Money? Yeah. I'm with you, okay? I'm with you.
Yeah, I got it.
Stop waving your fucking hair, okay? Money. Mm-hmm. Money. This is money. I got five.
That's
okay.
A 5 for everybody.
Okay. But it'll be interesting. Where does it end up? We all have it in the top 10. Doesn't mean shit.
Could it be a Diamond Dave?
Could it be a Diamond Dave? Could it be 2 10s and 1?
Could Pigs be a Diamond Dave? Young Lust. Ooh. All 3 of us hit on those.
Yes, we do have... Okay, we're good there. Okay. Now, Lucifer Sam, which is what I call my wife when she's not looking. I do not have that.
I do not have that.
12. Wow. It's got that like whole secret beautiful. Agent guitar vibe.
Okay.
It does.
Let There Be More Light. And I've got that gem at number 22.
Wow.
23.
Did you even fucking listen?
I don't have it.
Did you listen?
Yeah, of course I listened. There we go. I've been listening to them since we're fucking 12. I've been listening to Pink Floyd for 25 years. How about that?
17.
Think about that. How crazy. You've been listening to bands for like 25 years.
Isn't it horrible, though? It's so fucking weird to think about.
You know, some of these bands are going to be coming up on their 100-year anniversary.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and they'll still be touring, stealing money from younger bands. But anyway, dude, do you realize my oldest kid is the age when we all started like hanging out more?
Yeah,
like
that's crazy.
That freaks me the fuck out when I think about it.
Yeah,
like I know like some of us hung out like in younger, but like this thing, like the high school setting. Once things like started,
it was,
like,
10th grade, I think we all started actually hanging out outside of school. But like Hughes, like, you and I have been friends since like 6th or 7th grade. We were in a class.
Yeah, we go back. But yeah, like, we go back to what's her name's fucking science class in 8th grade, which was a good time. I forget her name.
Leary. Miss Leary.
You know what I'm talking about. Not Leary. No, it was somebody else with an L. Well, that might have been 7th grade that we met her.
Lowry?
Yeah, Lowry. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the parrot. She had the parrot haircut.
Yeah,
she looked
did.
Like Coco Beware. You know?
Isn't he bald?
Yeah.
No, he had, he had the spike and he dyed it blue and he had the parrot on his shoulder.
Yeah, Washers. We were on a string of great science fucking classes. Because we had Lowry and then we had Antonori. Remember when you kicked my chair?
Oh, yeah, Antonori went -5.
I went to sit down, you kicked my chair out. I fell and I hit my head and I went, Jesus Christ, and Antonori was like -5.
He didn't ask if you were okay. He's just like -5.
Yeah. I'm like, my brain's bleeding over here, you cocksucker.
And I think back about that. I'm sorry about that. That was a dick move. That was a dick move.
No, it's not.
It was funny, but it was a dick move still.
It was very funny. I thought it was funny, and my head was bleeding. It wasn't really. What was he taking 5 points
Your
away
class
from
participation grade.
Okay.
So everybody started with 100, and then if you just did shit like sleeping, like that one girl who just sat up front, she slept the whole entire time.
I'm pretty sure that when that ended, my class participation was like a 35. I mean, that guy was taking 5 points off me every fucking
day. Well, how about the one day when we were in shop class, and...
Oh, boy.
Hansen gave us a pass to go to Antonori to take a jigsaw to him. And you cut yourself on the jigsaw blade, because you're carrying it like a friggin' idiot, and then you got blood all over the pass. And then we're just...
Then
we're like, you know what, fuck it, we're just gonna go in the lunchroom, we're just gonna grab a soda and go back to shop class. And then like Ned and Masler and a whole bunch of and Tom were all in that lunch and we're like, oh, we'll hang out for 5 minutes. And then the next thing you know, it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we're getting called at the fucking office. Both of us get detention for being in an unassigned area. I'm like, no, we had a
so
fucking hall pass
covered in blood.
I'm like, I said that to, it wasn't Burns, it was the other guy, what was that guy, the douchebag's name? Timmons, it was Timmons. I said him, like,
oh,
there's
Timmons.
Literally a pass saying we have permission to leave, and he's just like...
I know you can't read it because, like, there's a quart of blood all over it.
But, anyway.
Dude, Well, Ashkosh, remember when Hansen said,
oh, because you guys shit all over me. Little did he know something shat in his desk, and he wasn't there when the substitute found it.
I forget who it was that
doesn't
asked
divide
to go to. No, not doesn't divide.
That was
just
Mr. Perez, I think.
Somebody had to ask him in the bathroom. Dude, I was biting the inside of my cheeks, fucking crying. I was like dying. I took shop class for 4 years. I don't even know what a fucking hammer is. Like, I have no idea. I never did anything. Anyway,
how about learn?
Song.
Learn to Fly.
Food did it better.
The David Gilmour special.
Food did it better.
I do not have that song.
I got it at 25.
Tough cut for me. I do like
it's
it.
It's the only song
I've got. It's on it.
Momentary Lapse of Reason.
Yeah.
There's three albums post Water Rogers.
Water Rogers?
Yeah. He left the band to go be a scuba instructor. And, there's Momentary Lapse of Reason, The Division Bell, and then The Endless River. Nobody's got Endless River songs, right?
I didn't even listen to it.
It's noise.
I couldn't take the two albums without them. Like, no.
We don't talk enough about Rick Wright singing. He only sings like a handful of songs, but we should enjoy
it. Sure. Them. Okay. Of course.
Yeah.
All right. I'll when they come up, I'll
bet. Sure. I don't even know if I have one.
How about In the Flesh?
Fleshhold?
In the Flesh. Oh my God. 14.
Nope.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why don't you come save my life now?
Oh, God. Okay. I don't know how to say this word. Ibiza Bar. It's an early song. I've got it at 26. It's got a good rhythm.
I don't know.
I don't even know what you're Ibiza talking bar. About.
Shocker. I still don't know what the bonus was, so we're on the same length now. All right, listen. How about High Hopes?
I had mediocre hopes. I don't have High Hopes.
Yeah, I have high hopes. I have it. 22.
Oh, okay. You're on
it's
your own.
It's the only
on
song
one.
From the Division Bell I have. It's a good one. The grass was greener. Or whatever.
How about Hey You? Hey!
You. Yeah. Oh, I wish it was that one. Jim, where
Just
you got it?
To meet you.
Five. Really?
Wow. Wow, wow.
Damn. Jim. I've got Hey You at 29.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? Watch. What's...
Really?
Oh.
Really?
Watch Kush wins. He wins.
Dude, Jim, you had Mother... You had Mother in your top five. I have that at... Or in your top 10, I had that at 28. Hey You, you've got it at 29.
Yep.
Washer's definitely that. Won. Hey You is what's going to win it for him.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Next song. Have a Cigar.
Not with Hetfield.
Again? It does... Oh, God. I'd rather eat a cigar than have... Never mind. I do not have that on my list. That does nothing for me. It does nothing for me.
Are
I'm
you
sorry.
Fucking serious?
It does nothing for me. It. I know.
What album is that? Oh, Wish You Were Here.
Wish You Were Here.
Watch don't tell me you don't have that.
It's not my turn. I'm not jumping.
Oh, okay. All right. 5.
Oh, my God.
22.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, at least I have it. At least I have it.
Are you fucking kidding?
At least I had it.
Look at this. All right, Hughes is broken.
Are you fucking
I'm still standing. Hughes is done. He broke. I just broke
Hughes. Are you kidding?
He's broken.
Jim, you don't have... How do you not have that?
It does nothing for me. That album doesn't do it for me.
Jim, you have some song you can't even pronounce. You don't have that song.
We broke you.
What the fuck?
It's over. We did it. Mark it down. 9:21. We're, 52 minutes in?
The great Hughes meltdown of 2022.
I can't fucking believe it. Honestly, I feel like...
At least I had it.
Fucking real. No, you do, and I respect that. But Jim not having it. He's got Mother fucking in his top 10.
Yeah, we had it like, 28, 29?
Oh, man.
Yeah, because Danzig does it better, right?
Yeah, you're goddamn right, Danzig.
Mother! Sorry.
All right.
Oh, my God. All right.
That's why I didn't sing.
Go on.
Great Gig in the Sky.
That is... where do you have that, Jim?
Ezekiel with the Great Wheel in the Sky? Isn't that...
Oh my God, it's a good song, but come on now.
16? It's Pink Floyd's fucking Gimme Shelter. Washkush.
Goose egg. Ooh, deep breaths, Hughes. Deep breaths. Go grab a garbage bag.
Oh my God.
Or no, a paper bag. Don't get a garbage bag. You'll die.
I start fucking screaming into this fucking Batman pillow. God damn. That's unbelievable.
Hey, how about Goodbye Blue Sky? Look, Mommy. There's no airplane in the sky.
It's Fade to Black.
Oh my God. Get the fuck out of here. Metallica stealing riffs.
They are. I know. Yeah, Jim, where do you got it?
Didn't that come out like 10 years before? Okay.
I've got Goodbye Blue Sky at 18.
I don't have it.
Okay, we're back on track. And Washkush doesn't. Never mind.
Are you surprised?
That's such a good song. How do you not have it?
Sorry.
Oh, my. Jesus Christ. It doesn't have the... It
doesn't need...
All right. Flaming. Who's got Flaming? I've got Flaming at 25. It's a good song.
Must have been sleeping for that one too.
First,
I don't have it.
I'm on my own.
Five?
Next. Where do you have it?
Yeah.
Who, me? Oh. I said 25.
No, you barely have it.
2-5. 2-5.
The bottom five of the list, it's just like, you can probably interchange it with almost anything that didn't make the list.
How about Fearless?
That was the one that I couldn't understand my handwriting. Fearless.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't have Fearless. I'm not Fearless tonight.
I got Fearless at 17.
Okay, respect that. 26.
Ooh. Ooh.
There we go.
All right, who's got Empty Spaces? The introduction to Young Lust. I do not have it.
Oh, come on.
It's a great song. I don't have it.
I have it.
Young Lust is the intro to Pump.
I have it at 14.
What's the song again?
Empty Spaces. Okay. Our next song is Echoes. 23 minutes, and I've got that at 30.
Wow, Jim.
Yes, yes.
Respect the shit out of that. He was 14. God.
Shit.
It was in the top half of my list, Hughes.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Breaking apart. Good. This is bad.
I won.
This is
bad. I won. This is bad. I won.
You won. Washer's totally. Won. No doubt in my mind. You won. No, I don't even add up points on this one. All right. Our next song. How about
Dogs?
Dogs. Give me five Dogs.
I've got Dogs also five. Oh, wait, no. 1-5. 15.
Okay, Cigar Man. Come on. Top 10.
My
Let's
dogs
go.
Are sitting over at the blackjack table. 21.
Oh, okay.
What
All
the
right.
f-
I have it.
Okay, now I'm getting pissed off.
I'm getting pissed off.
What the fuck? Yeah, well...
Okay. I have no allegiance to Pink Floyd, so it doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I have no allegiance to this podcast after this.
We all quit. It's the last one.
Yeah.
Not really. I'm sorry, baby. Come back.
So see you in 2040.
Yeah. Yeah, for the next pandemic.
Oh, God.
Maybe next week. Who knows?
All right, how about...
Man, I fucking missed the pandemic.
I know, I miss it. I need another lockdown. Monkeypox didn't take off.
Yo, supposedly, I've been seeing a lot of videos on Facebook popping up on my reels of, what's today's date? The 11th. On the 19th.
The 11th.
On the 19th, supposedly, this is on the internet, it's got to be true, a lot of people who are time travelers and a lot of conspiracy theorists are talking about the Antarctic Treaty is going to finally be released on the 19th of November. So...
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Well, it's going to explain everything that's going on in Antarctica that we're not aware of, but we are.
What's going on there? I don't even know this. What's happening?
Well,
Metallica's having a concert there.
Yeah, Lars is going to sue all the penguins.
Oh, I'm so sorry that Anthrax can't take time off from playing at Goodfellas down the fucking road. We'll see. Hey, Scott, is that pizza done? We got a fucking pizza.
No, it's supposedly there's like a lot of... weird
my God, that's
shit
so
with like
good.
Middle Earth and all that crap. I don't know if it's actually gonna happen or not, but it'd be cool if like they release shit that there is an alien base or something like that in Antarctica, which is why nobody can go there unless you have military clearance or you're a scientist. Oh. Anyway, next time.
Hey,
well they keep one of everything stored in Antarctica, just in case if the world ever quote unquote ended. Every food, seed,
but there's supposedly
kind of
a pyramid
they of so they can
in Antarctica. There was like supposedly like some Russian scientists found some fucking creature that shapeshifts and like it's like a creature like 24B or something like that. Look it up on YouTube. It's fucking you'll fucking go down the rabbit hole. Okay. You might as well put some Pink Floyd on while you're doing it. So
there we go.
Jim, question. All
right. How about?
You said hey you, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
I did say hey
enough.
You.
Dude, Washkush, just so you know, I don't know what the fuck happened, but my thing stopped recording.
Alright, just...
It stopped what time are you guys at on the recorder?
59:11.
I'm at 59.
Okay, mine stopped. Okay, I'm at 58:11, so we're okay.
I'll just use the recorder. And that is why everybody, you should have a backup to certain things. Almost anything.
That's why.
Yes.
Thanks a lot, Antarctica.
Always.
Always have a backup or a backup plan.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, if you're
from Mid Valley,
if you're married, you don't really need a backup, but have a backup plan.
Right.
Well, yes, you do.
That's true.
You need a backup.
Well, I'm just saying, you know. Anyway, yeah. All right, whatever.
Here we go.
To each his own.
Here we go. So you're gonna use
I'll just that recorder, yeah.
All right.
Because you know it'll take Jim like 4 days to email to me anyway.
All right.
Jeez, I fucking email at the same. Oh, fucking
you did it one time, and you. Anyway, next time.
That was a good time. That was a good time.
That was a great time.
Corporal Clegg. Corporal Clegg.
Jim?
I got it at 22.
Did you guys fucking listen?
Yeah, 22.
Five.
Holy shit. What? You know what?
Maybe watch Kashenko.
I'm impressed. This. He's got some early stuff. I didn't expect this. Okay. I like this. All right. Comfortably numb.
Sorry, I felt listening to this fucking band. Oops, sorry.
Watch because that's bad.
Five.
I also have comfortably numb 19.
I also have comfortably numb sitting right at 16.
Okay.
Oh my god. Do you know that song is because of a show in Philadelphia?
I thought it was just because they got fucking so stoned that they just sat there like,
here we go. No, Roger Waters, right before a show at the Spectrum, got incredibly sick with a fever, and he wasn't going to be able to play, so they had some doctor come in and give him this giant-ass needle so he can go play, and he hallucinated the whole time he played the show. So all the lyrics are what he saw in the crowd.
Oh,
in Philly.
Cool.
Oh, wow.
It's a good time.
That's amazing.
Our next song, how about Breathe? Breathe in the air.
What the fuck else are you supposed to breathe in?
Oh, Jim? My God. 12. 12, 12.
5.
Ooh, yeah. Ugh.
20.
Oof. Okay, now he's breaking away from the pack. I don't know who's going to win this then.
I don't know.
All right, how about some brain damage?
That's what I got from listening to this man.
Here we go. Knew that was coming up.
Knew that was coming.
Brain damage, 5.
5.
5.
18?
Oh, boy. Nope, he's not going to win it now.
I don't know.
Not necessarily, because you guys had a lot of slam pick fives.
How about bicycle?
Bicycle.
What?
Sorry.
Not that bicycle.
That's a better version, though.
No,
I have bicycle at 20.
It's bicycle, so cool.
It's so great. It's what kicked off the swarm.
Swarm!
You know, right? Watch what you're talking about.
Bicycle, I was never there, swarm, but I've heard that story a thousand times.
There's multiple multiple swarms.
That involved the yellow wiffle ball bats, if I remember correctly?
No, I don't think so. But they might have been. I don't think I ever witnessed one of those. But I will tell you that if you heard... Alright, So a swarm would be like... There'd be like 12 people... And a swarm would be you would identify someone in the group that you would attack. And you wouldn't really like hurt them, but you'd just like attack them. And it'd just be like a pile on. So what would happen is bicycle starts with a ring ring and then somebody would go swarm. So what would happen is everybody would be standing around worried about who's going to be the target of the swarm.
Was this predetermined before the swarm started?
Well, here's the thing. It would be predetermined. But what I would do, because this is like how I roll... is I would find who the target of the swarm was, and I would tell them that it was someone else. So, Washkush, let's say that you were the target of the swarm. I say, hey, Washkush, just so you know, we're swarming Jim, right? So you get all excited, and you feel comforted because someone's told you that there's someone else. So you can now relax. And then you hear the song kick off, and you know what happens? You run to Jim, but the other 11 run at you.
My God.
Dick.
I got my ass kicked in a swarm a couple times. I can't believe the stupid shit that would go on, and I would never do it again. But yeah, a swarm was fucking insane.
All right, I got one song left, and I think we all do.
Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2. 5.
Oh! 5. Rightfully so. If you hate it or not, it still deserves to be up there.
Did we miss anything, or is that it? I think that's it. According to my list, that's everything.
According to my pink highlighter, 1 to 30. All knocked out.
Okay. All right. Now we just got to do a top 10.
Let's do a top 10 round table this month.
Bathroom breaks, Jim. Snack breaks, anybody? We got a beer break?
I'm good to go.
I'm good.
We're looking beautiful, Ty. You just barely cracked an hour, so.
I'm good.
We still got to get through this disaster.
And honestly, it's only 9:30.
Maybe we'll just get comfortably numb after.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get some cheese tits. I was going to make some popcorn, but you know what?
Man. You better not run the microwave. Can't have any noise.
Well, if we're...
Thank God
we're going to take a break.
The fucking dishwasher's not running.
I made sure after...
Doesn't it sing?
No, I was... Doesn't it sing? I was listening to it this morning. I was going through it, and it was fucking loud. It was very loud. But I can hear it because the headphones are in, and it's just blocking the sound. So, yeah, I won't run the dishwasher anymore during the podcast.
Cheese tits.
They're dangerously cheesy. Those are Cheetos, but...
Top 10?
Knock this shit off. Tim, yep. 10.
Relax over there. You're the one that's going to have to edit it out.
Edit what out? I didn't say a damn thing.
Nothing. Nope, not at all. Number 10. Another Brick in the Wall Part 2. Ooh.
Number 10. Not Now, John.
I respect it.
Number 10. Corporal Clegg. You ain't got no legs.
Number 9. Mother.
Mother! Go take your daughter
after that. Number 9. Pigs on the Wing.
Number 9er. Let's go over to Egypt. The Nile song.
Wow. Huh.
Great song.
Love it.
Huh.
Number 8. Brain Damage.
Jim, number 8. Brain Damage.
Jim Hughes, number 8. Hey, you.
Okay.
I can't believe you guys have that so high. That song sucks.
Wash Kush, number 7. Hey, you.
Ooh, Jim's.
And the worms ate into his brain.
Number 7, Breathe.
Number 7, the opener to Pump, Young Lust.
That's bullshit. Oh, is that an Aerosmith?
Yes.
That's terrible. That took me a minute.
Great Aerosmith song.
It's a good fucking song. It's such a good song.
Both are very good songs. Both are very good songs.
Compared to Pink Floyd.
I prefer the Aerosmith version. Even though it's two completely different songs, just the same title.
Totally two different songs. Like
Young Lust by Aerosmith is a fucking mover, and Young Lust by Pink Floyd is. Yeah.
A mover?
Mover.
It's probably their hard... It's a, that's... Oh, stop. Stop.
Niall's song is Pink Floyd's heaviest song.
Oh, my God. Number 6, Money.
Number 6, Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2.
Number 6.
Okay.
One of these days, Alice.
It's good.
All right, now we're going into the top 5. I made a prediction... It was either yesterday or the day before that I know your two number one songs. So I just want to clarify that I do know what you're... Okay, I want to be wrong, but I wrote it. I have it marked somewhere with the timestamp. I'll tell you at the end if I was right or wrong. But as of right now, what I think is still in play.
I know what you're thinking.
Okay.
Hughes, did you have a prediction for me or no? Or did you have no idea where you're... I was...
I kind of think I know what your number one is probably. But I don't know.
I'm intrigued to see where this goes, though.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll tell you. All right. So, yeah, I think I know what your number one is at 9:37. We'll see.
I have no idea what either of you guys' number ones are because I don't know.
Number 5 for me, Comfortably Numb.
Okay.
Comfortably Numb.
All right. My number 5, apparently you guys... Just your ears aren't working. Have a cigar.
Mine worked.
Ooh.
How is that not like? And you know what's awesome about that too? is that a member of... Here's the thing that's great about Have a Cigar. The person singing is not a member of Pink Floyd. It's Roy White. It's like a folk singer. It's not... Okay. It's not even Roger Waters or David Gilmour.
I get it.
I think I've only heard the song maybe six times, so I...
Also, the Foo Fighters do a great version of Have a Cigar.
Okay. I respect it. What number are we on? I just... Five.
Someone call the Big Bad Wolf. Piggies. Three different ones.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Wow, you're really holding back on that one.
No, I like it. I like it a lot.
That's...
Oh, boy. Okay. This is coming down to the wire.
This is... All right, so my number four is Dogs. Dogs at number four.
Washkush didn't
I had it at 21.
He had a 21.
Oh, you did? Okay, and I had it.
So that's pulling Jim down on that one.
Yeah. My number four, you guys fucked me on this one. Echoes.
Uh-oh.
I had it at 14.
Ooh.
Jim had it at 30.
I had it at 14. Yeah, at 30. Jim fucked you on that one.
Wow.
He did. Thanks,
buddy. My number four is Run Like Hell.
Okay.
Wow. Jesus Christ. Okay. All right, top three then. Damn. Okay. All right, we'll see. Okay, top three. Number three for me, Young Lust. Number three, Young Lust.
Great Aerosmith song.
My number three is something that I have some of in a jar on top of my refrigerator. I would like to have more. Money.
Ooh. Okay. My number three is something I don't have a jar of, but I would love to have more of it. TikTok, motherfucker. Time.
Mm.
Wow. God damn.
Wow. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Number two for me. Washkush. Time. I got nothing but time.
For the man with three kids. Jim's lucky he can take a shit for 5 minutes.
Hey. Yeah, right.
You're lucky to get five. My number two.
Two and a half the most.
Pigs. Three different ones.
Wow. This is fucking tight.
Ooh.
I think you're going to break both of your predictions right now.
Yeah, I think you are.
Number two. Another Brick in the Wall, part duck.
Okay.
All right. No. I had it right. I know what your number one is. I had it right.
I'm right on both of you motherfuckers. Yes. Anyway, my number one song, Pigs, three different ones.
Fucking shit.
Wow. Hughes.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Young Lust.
Got it. Washkush. Let's hear it.
Get that cash register open.
Money.
Money.
Yeah.
Knew
it. See, that's... Yeah.
I did it. I called both
of you. 7-4 to 4-4. I'm back.
Fuck, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. I knew it. I called both of it.
Honestly, woo! This could be anybody's. Right,
I have to add this up. This is going to take me a few
the
minutes.
Ones that,
so
let me go take it. The ones that you guys song. Had that were high, but like, what was it? I think Echoes. Hughes, that might fuck you.
Echoes and Have a Cigar are going to kill me.
Yeah. Probably.
But Young, well, I don't know. I'm going to run to the bat. I'm going to run to the pisser. I'll be right back.
Okay. We're going to take five. We'll be back.
And we're back.
I don't know if we're back. We're officially
we're
back now.
You know we were gone. Where are we?
So, the bonus, I don't think...
30 songs?
We met up on one thing between me and Jim with Cymbal Stands. That was it, so...
Bonus.
Interesting
bonus
to hear what you guys have to say.
Money.
No, money. Money was it. Yeah. So, the cash register and money.
Money. Money, beer kegs from Slipknot, and then come out to play. That was the only three that were matched up.
It's not even 10 o'clock. Nope. But how many beers?
Four beers, plus two others. No, that...
Dude, you guys like those pictures I was sending you?
Which ones?
I can't say.
Oh. Yeah, there we go.
Not because there's something gross, because there's somebody that we know. And I was like, man, have you guys seen this lately?
Yeah, I did see this. Anyway, Jim.
It wasn't something illegal. No.
Wait, are we talking about...
Yeah.
Are we talking about the monkey that escaped and all of...
Wait, no, yes. I don't know.
What? The monkey?
Yeah.
What the fuck is he doing?
Watch what you have, right? Picture a tent.
A&A Pizza. The chef.
Fucking A&A, chef, buddy.
It's now in Bud's Bar. God.
It is in Bud's Bar. I always want to get A&A, but like honestly, A&A literally, it's like to go to Bud's from my house, it's like an hour. It would take
me
2 hours.
It's 5 minutes for me, and I refuse to go because the last time I was in Bud's, I thought I had fucking hepatitis. Like, it just like.
Dude, you know what's crazy? That's so funny. I was gonna say something similarly. I've only been in Bud's twice in my life, and both times I left, I had to go to the hospital for sepsis.
That place is just I personally just it's the absolute epitome definition of dive bar.
It is. And seriously, I always think about Archibald being like a shithole. Like once you hit Barrett's, it's like, man, it doesn't get any worse than Barrett's. Because like you order a glass of water at Barrett's, the gorilla, the lady that's your waitress, who's the same height as a gorilla, runs across the street to the shitty part of the Lackawanna River and fucking scoops up a thing of water and brings it back to you. And then she
Barrett's
makes you
had a thing where they violated a ton of health violations at the inspector that like a couple years ago.
Oh,
I don't know.
Dude, last Friday, my dad and I went to Applebee's, because we always go to Applebee's. Dude, you can't beat fucking Applebee's. We go right there.
Their food's not the greatest.
The
thing
like,
is the prices. You go there and you...
Honestly, I'm going to tell you what. If you like... I only started liking steak like a year and a half ago, but like fucking the steaks, I don't know, they're not bad. 2 for $30? I don't know. Fucking eat a ton. I drank a ton. I drove home drunk. It was fucking wonderful. I didn't really drive home drunk. I'm just kidding. Drunk on meat. I had the meat sweats.
I mean, $15 for a steak. What cut was it?
I don't know.
A steak?
Well, there's
cut.
I don't know. It was 8 ounces.
It was
8 ounces?
Circular.
8 ounces?
Circular.
Probably. 8 ounces of grade A prime premium beef?
$15.
Look at Wash Crush.
Dude, so I'll say
Jesus
this.
Jesus Christ,
so Wash
Crush. It's not fucking Kundalas, okay? You don't walk in and kill your own cow.
Kundalas. Shut down.
Wash Crush, I don't
they
live there
shut down.
Anymore.
Yeah.
And they didn't even serve steak. It was a barbecue place that sold ribs and chicken.
When you go to Kundalas, they take... Wash Crush, see, you should not go to Kundalas, because what they would do is they would take you guys out there and they would ask your daughter to pick out what her favorite cow is, and then they would bludgeon it to death, and then they would serve it to you.
They didn't even serve beef there.
Well, I'm not the fucking food director there, all right? I don't know.
Well,
what's
I'm not surprised that they shut down, because I used to work with a girl that worked
director.
There, and she told me everything that happened there. I was like, wow, how is this place still in business? But
yeah, Jesus Christ, they got fucking waitresses telling
Jesus
you all the
Christ.
Secrets. Anyway, fucking Applebee's, 2 for $30, 2 Caesar salads, 2 fucking 8 ounce hunks of beef, fucking some mashed potatoes. A bunch of fucking
Applebee's. They got a lot of good drink specials, too.
Tired.
Also, since I got to the Viewmont Mall, like an hour before my dad did, I was walking around. I went to JCPenney's. They're doing their Black Friday sale the whole time. Like, the whole month of November. It's
a lot of stores are doing that.
Oh, yes.
And I'm walking around.
Yes.
They're selling vibrators.
Yeah.
What? In JCPenney?
They're selling vibrators.
Target
now,
sells them.
They would
did
argue
you ask
that
for a demonstration?
Massages. What's that?
Behind the couch.
Ask
yeah, I tried it, and it worked pretty well. It wasn't the best.
Oh, you got the job done, right?
Jesus Christ.
Got the job done.
Got the job done, yeah.
How long did the batteries last? Like, one use, two uses, three, four, five? Are they rechargeable?
We got through two Pink... Wash Kush, I'll tell you, I got through 2 Pink Floyd albums, and they were
still
going.
Awake?
Oh my God, what the fuck?
Does it plug into
anyway,
the wall, or you just go forever?
Wash Kush, me and you should meet at Applebee's sometime at the Viewmont Mall. That would be a good time.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Some riblets.
That would be fun.
Wow.
They still got
whatever you like.
Riblets. Oh
I don't know.
God.
I don't even look at the menu. I just get there. I just tell Big Joe to do the fucking ordering.
I think they got like dollar margaritas or something like that too, where you can go and just get freaking wasted.
They have good drinks, yeah. That's there's so an funny. Applebee's by me, like in Wilkes-Barre, but I've only gone there like once or twice. But yeah, I always end up
the one by
down
you, there's one store place
there.
By you, Outback. Been there a couple of times. They're not bad.
Where's that?
It's like the
Outback.
Wait, Outback or Texas Roadhouse?
Texas Roadhouse is down by Sam's Club. Outback is up near is. Where, like, the VA is.
Okay. Yeah, by Buffalo Wild Wings?
I'm not like sure that where that is, but it's up near where, like, Lowe's is, where, like, the tornado hit. It's up past where the tornado hit.
Yep.
By, like, the it's, like, the, I guess the north end of the mall, I guess you would say.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets weird. I mean, like, because I've lived in Mountaintop since 2015, like, you know, like, the Wyoming Valley Mall has become that area. I fucking love it. It's great. Get a pretzel.
The Chinese buffet up there is really good. Needle.
In the parking lot of the mall.
Or it's in the mall. I don't know.
It's in the mall, yeah.
We used to go there for lunch at work. Jim, numbers. Numbers of the Floyd of Pinkness.
Hold on. I'm starting fights on Blabbermouth.
You can do that later.
Dude, I gave up the Blabbermouth. You're fighting the good fight.
You guys are blabbing about steak cuts, so I gotta find something to do. All right, numbers. Number 30, San Tropez. Ooh. 29, Fearless. 28, Lucifer Sam. 27, Set the Control for the Heart of the Sun. 26, The Trial. 25, One of My Turns. 24, Wish You Were Here. 23, Let There Be Light. 22, Pigs on the Wing.
Uh-oh, Hughes.
21,
uh-oh.
Mother.
Uh-oh, Jim. Mother. Shit.
Mother.
Mother.
Shit. Number 20, One of These Days. Number 19, Corporal Clegg.
Those two hurt.
Yay. Number 18, Us and Them. 17, Goodbye Blue Sky. 16, Not Now, John.
God damn it.
15, The Nile Song.
Oh.
Whew. 14, Have a Cigar.
Oh, for the love of God.
13, Shine on You, Crazy Diamond.
Yeah, that's where I had it.
12, Echoes.
Ooh, Hughes, that one hurt.
That hurts.
11, Hey You.
That hurt.
Top 10. Number 10, Breathe in the Air.
The fuck?
Okay.
Number...
okay, I like that.
Comfortably Numb.
Okay.
Number 8, Dogs.
What the fuck? Okay.
Number 7, Run Like Hell. Number 6, Brain Damage.
I like that.
I don't.
Number 5, Another Brick in the Wall Part 2.
I like that.
Number 4, Time.
I like that.
Dude, I have the top 3.
So do I. I got the top 3 as well.
Young Lust, Money, Pigs.
Whoa, wait.
Say the order.
Go back to 3.
Yeah, number 3 is Young Lust.
Okay.
Number 2 is Money. Number 1 is Pigs.
So who the fuck gets the win on this?
I got 4 of the top 5 in my top 5. Jim won.
I win.
Jim!
Wow. What is this?
Wow.
Two of the year?
I got 8 out of 10.
You had 8 out of 10?
8 out of 10.
I had 6.
You had 6, Hughes had 7. No, 6. 6, no. 7, 6 or 7. 1, 2, 3, 6.
I had 25 out of the 30.
I had 8.
Wow.
I had 25 of my list out of the 30.
I gotta tell you what, that was an excellent fucking rank, and could I say, I think that the one that's coming up is gonna be almost very similar to this.
Might as well say it.
Corn.
We're going back to the well. We're trying it again.
The
first time that we did it, we kind of like were cool on it. Honestly, for my take, like, because we've done so many bands
Blind Sox
over the last two plus years, we've done some shitty ones, kind of like the Murder Dolls.
Whoa. We just did Pink Floyd tonight.
Whoa.
Honestly, listen. Washkush, I could call up Joey Jordison right now and he would say, yeah, wait, no.
Oh, not cool, dude.
Fucking A.
Not cool.
Damn, Hughes. Damn.
Not cool.
Damn, Hughes. Wow. What the fuck? God.
Listen, Jordison's okay, but like I really feel like Slipknot found their sound once Jay Weinberg started banging the Skins.
Yowza.
They lost their sound with Joey.
Jesus Christ.
And they lost...
What sound? Unintelligible drum sounds?
Their first 3 out of 4 albums. Yeah.
I don't really consider Slipknot's career starting until All Hope Is Gone, so Jordison's only been on one album for what I consider Slipknot albums.
You mean Stone Sour.
I'm just joking. I love Jordison. But I love Joey, but I hate the
Max Weinberg is very good. But
no, well, Max Weinberg's great. Right. He's in the fucking East Street
whatever.
Band.
Yeah, he plays for Springsteen.
What's his name? Jay Weinberg.
Jay Weinberg. Yeah. He's very good.
Yeah. Jay's okay. He's not as good as Travis Barker. Wishes he
now
would
be
like
talking.
Travis.
Oh, God. Here we fucking go.
That's now it. We're talking.
What? Wash Kush, you're so butthurt that Neil Peart asked Travis to help write the drum fills in Tom Sawyer. It's okay.
Do you realize Neil Peart could be okay. Travis's father?
Honestly, dude, can we just say that if nothing else, Travis
so
has got
Travis's
the hottest Kardashian.
Father's dead?
Travis has got, is married to the hottest of the Kardashian
yeah,
ladies.
I don't know. Those chicks are cursed.
Does anybody even care about those people anymore? Like, stop making stupid people famous. So, Jim, what's a bonus?
Keep getting
you
shows.
Got a bonus. You got a bonus for us?
You know what I think I do? I've wanted to do something like this for a very long time. And maybe this will be a little preview of something bigger when the time comes.
That's what she said.
Hey, now. I want to rewind the clock a little bit here. I want to go back 30 years. It's 1992.
Yeah.
We're 8 years old. Give me the top 10 albums of 1992.
Love it.
Okay.
6 years old, sorry. Yep. Give me 10 albums. It's 1992. Little
I know what number one is. I know what number one is.
Little Shimmy, yeah. Little Cactus, Little Benny. 10 albums. I have no idea what came out in 1992, so I have no idea.
I have to go to the Billboard. I one album that I absolutely
know
came out in 92, and it's the number one.
Okay. Hughes is locked in already.
Oh my God. 92 had a bunch of good albums.
I don't want to touch my computer and fuck up the recording, but I will go right to Wikipedia. Albums released in 1992 right after this.
1992.
Okay, so whenever the fuck we rank next. Korn with the top 10 albums.
Korn
of
next week.
Korn
next week, November 18th. It's the fucking Turkey Fest rank.
Oh, that's why we're doing Korn because it's Turkey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, I should have did something with Thanksgiving.
You can change your mind.
Washkush, what was your bonus?
What was my bonus?
Yeah, because do you want to do two bonuses? Want to make it an extravaganza episode?
Sure.
Double bonus. Let's do it.
Double bonus. Oh, my God.
We just had the last 6 weeks off. Let's have a big episode because we're going to be off the week of Thanksgiving and stuff. Let's do a big one next.
God. Top 10 things that scream the 90s.
Oh! Yes.
It doesn't matter what it is. It can be a soda. It can be a place. It can be an outfit. It can be a band. It can be a movie.
It can be a TV show.
Whatever the
fuck
you want.
No.
There's no rules.
That is fucking awesome. That is fucking awesome.
I don't understand.
Anything that happened in 1987, just let us know.
Kidding, this is good. Anything that screams
next week,
the 90s.
We're doing Korn to 30. We good with 30?
I haven't even started yet.
20?
Yeah.
Did you say, you said 20? You
30.
Said
20? Top 5?
30.
Top 5?
What, 20? 20? Did I hear
20? Top 5? What?
Well, we'll figure
what?
It out. See how you guys
what?
Do. If you only get...
Blinds out of top
10 Korn
sign? What? Oh, sorry, what?
If you only get to 20, that's fine. Let's figure it out, but... I think both of those bonuses are probably two of the best bonuses that have ever been presented.
I love this.
Yeah.
We got it. All right.
Korn. 92. Korn. 90s. We're
songs
going
to
stick
to be
with
determined.
The 90s.
92 songs.
Next week is basically all 90s, except for the shitty Korn stuff that happened after. The 2000s.
And we're probably not even going to recognize that.
Take a look in the mirror is where the cliff is.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been listening to Korn, so like, cause I tuned the 5-string Ibanez down, so I've been like fieldy, so I've been playing a bunch of Korn songs. So
I'm
kind of in the zone.
Slap at a bass.
Slap
at a
bass.
Well, that's it. So
that's good stuff.
A great rank.
I love it.
The number excellent one rank. Pink Floyd song is "Pigs." 3 different ones. Also, the number one bonus was the cash register and money.
Money. Which is the number two song.
Which is the number two. Wow. So that's it. So,
all right. Great stuff.
Hit us
great
up on the Facebook. Argue with us a little bit. Catch us on Blabbermouth. Argue with us a little bit. But,
not me. I'm scared. I got scared.
We'll see you next time.
I'm still on the Blabbermouth.
All right. We're out.